New York Times finds twin threats to democracy, Republicans, and Republican-appointed judges. By Joel B. Polak on September 18, 2022. The New York Times led its Saturday edition on Constitution Day with a front-page article identifying twin threats to democracy, not one from the right and one from the left, but rather one, Republicans and two, Republican-appointed judges. Pulitzer Prize-winning writer David Leonhardt did not mention the fact that two successive Democratic administrations have sought to govern by executive order rather than working through Congress, that the Department of Justice and other agencies have become politicized, that Democrats sought to undermine the previous administration with a false Russia collusion conspiracy theory, that Democrats backed limits on free speech, or that Democrats indulged unrest across the country in 2020. Rather, he identified the two twin threats to democracy as being entirely on one side of the political spectrum, as follows. The first threat is acute, a growing movement inside one of the country's two major parties, the Republican Party, to refuse to accept defeat in an election. The second threat to democracy is chronic but also growing. The power to set government policy is becoming increasingly disconnected from public opinion. The run of recent Supreme Court decisions, both sweeping and, according to polls, unpopular, highlight this disconnect. Although the Democratic Party has won the popular vote in 7 of the past 8 presidential elections, a Supreme Court dominated by Republican appointees seems poised to shape American politics for years, if not decades. And the court is only one of the means through which policy outcomes are becoming less closely tied to the popular will. Leonhardt argued that the Senate filibuster is part of the latter threat, as is the drawing of congressional district maps, ostensibly to favor Republicans. Democrats joined Republicans in gerrymandering districts this year, including in Illinois, where Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker broke a promise to use an independent districting commission. Democrat maps in New York and Maryland were rejected by state judges as being too overtly partisan and violating the Constitution. Likewise, Leonhardt echoed a Democratic Party talking point that falsehoods can spread much more easily through social media and a fractured news environment. He fretted that today is hardly a dominant Democratic age despite the fact that Democrats have frequently won the popular vote in presidential elections, and that Senate has a heavily pro-Republican bias. In a second on election lies, he ignored the collusion hoax, pushed by Democrats and indeed by the Times itself. In Leonhardt's view, the essence of the crisis is that majority rule does not prevail in the country's constitutional structure. He backs Democratic voting reforms, granting statehood to the District of Columbia, and hence two virtually permanent Senate seats to Democrats, limiting the Supreme Court's power, and other Democrat-friendly proposals. The constitutional role of checks and balances, and the Bill of Rights, in restraining the potential tyranny of a temporary majority is barely discussed. Read the full article here. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.